بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the series of classes of the 99 perfect names of Allah. And today, inshallah, we will learn name number 10 and the name number 11. Name number 10 is Al-Jabbar, the Compeller, and name number 11 and 12. So we will learn about the Compeller, Al-Jabbar, the Irresistible, okay, and we will learn about Al-Mutakabbir, the Majestic, the Supreme. Let us start by learning about the name of Allah, Al-Jabbar, the Compeller, the Irresistible. Actually, this means that he is the one who compels the things to be set aright. He is the one who repairs, reforms, and compels. He is the one who compels each and everything according to the divine will, yet is never compelled. He is the one who is high above all the creations and irresistible. The root of this name, Al-Jabbar, is Jabara. Jabara, this is the Arabic root, Jabara. It means in English, to be compelling, irresistible, to reform, to reassure, to remove distress, to restore to a good state, to be high above all the creations. Inshallah, I will clarify it to you more now. Who is Allah the Compeller, Al-Jabbar? He is the one whose will is irresistible. Actually, we have a saying in Arabic, you will and I will, but Allah does what he wills. Okay? So this means that it is the will of Allah, which is irresistible. Allah is the one, the compeller, the one who destroys the unjust aggressors, the one who is too strong to be defeated, the one who is too high to reach, the one who sets all things right, the one who bestows his care on the weak, the one who gives the needy, the one who cures the ill. Let us know more about the name of this meaning, Al-Jabbar, the Compeller, which means that Allah's divine will is irresistible. Prophet Allah the Almighty said about himself in Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi, O my slaves, you will and I will. If you surrender to me in what you will, I suffice you in what you will. I will clarify it to you in details after we finish it. But if you don't surrender to me in what you will, I tire you up in what you will, and nothing will be except what I will. What is the meaning of this, sisters? Allah the Almighty is teaching us about being the compeller in this hadith Qudsi, saying, O my slaves, you have a will and I have a will. Okay? For example, my will is to have a vacation during the summer in Egypt, and Allah's will is that I will stay in America. So, if I surrender to what Allah wills, okay, for example, if I say, in spite of the fact that my will was that I want to have this summer in Egypt, but Allah's will for me is to stay, so, oh Allah, I am obeying your will and I will stay and I am accepting, okay, Allah will make it easy for me to stay. Allah will make it easy for me to have something against my will. Okay? This is the proof that Allah is the compeller. His will be the will to take action in life. But If I don't surrender to what Allah's will, what is the meaning of this? If I say, no, I am not happy, I don't want to stay the summer in America, this is not good, this what I don't like, I am so upset, I will not pray, I will not fast the month of Ramadan, because my will was to go to Egypt and Allah's will is against me. If I say these words and I don't surrender to what Allah's will, Allah will tire me in what I will. Okay? Allah will make it very difficult for me to go to Egypt. Okay? And at the end of the day, I will stay in America. Allah will make for me more and more problems. Why? Because He is the compeller. I cannot compare my will with His will. There is no way to compare your will with Allah's will. Why? Because Allah is the compeller. Okay? His will is irresistible. Accordingly, whenever I have a will to do anything, okay, I will try to do what I am looking for. But if Allah's will is against what I will, or what I am looking for, or what I like, I must surrender myself to what Allah's will, because Allah is the compeller. Okay? So this is the name of Allah, the compeller, Al-Jabbar. And actually, to have it more close to your mind, to feel that it is different from the king, the lord. What is the difference between the compeller and the king? The king is the ruler and the controller. But Al-Jabbar, the compeller, is the one who can do things which none can do it except him. This is Allah. Okay? Actually, this word Al-Jabbar, okay, was mentioned in the Quran 10 times. Regarding Allah, it was mentioned once, Al-Jabbar. And regarding the human beings, it was mentioned 9 times. Okay? It was mentioned regarding Allah in Surah number 59, verse number 23. We will read it now. Then we will learn about that name of Allah, that it is supposed never to be to the human beings. Human beings are Surah number 59, verse number 23, to learn about the name Al-Jabbar, or the word Al-Jabbar, when it is related to Allah once in the Quran. Surah number 59, verse number 23. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He is Allah beside whom لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the King, the Holy, the One free from all defects, the giver of security, the watcher over his creatures, the Almighty, the compeller, the supreme. Glory be to Allah. High is He above all that they associate as partners with Him.
Okay. So actually, sister, this is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, as it is mentioned in Surah number 59, verse number 23, in relation to Allah the Almighty. Regarding the 9 times of the word Al-Jabbar, it was mentioned in relation to the human being. So the question is, when a human being is called Al-Jabbar, this is good or not good? This is very bad. Okay? This is one of the names, the 2 names which we will learn today are only for Allah. If any human being try to have these names or the characters of these names, he is on the negative side. Okay, why? Because Al-Jabbar in Arabic, regarding the human being, means the tyrants, the oppressors. Okay, regarding Allah, it is the compeller, the one who is irresistible. But regarding human being, if anyone is trying to have this quality, he is a tyrant, he is an oppressor. Then you tell me, Sister Mona, because why? Because it is related to arrogance and pride. Okay? Now we will read about this word, Al-Jabbar, from the Holy Quran in relation to the human being, so that you will realize that this character or this name or this attribute is good only in relation to Allah, the compeller. We will read now from Surah number 11. We will read verse 59 and 60 to realize the meaning of Jabbar in relation to the human being, so that none of us will try to be Jabbar, tyrant, or an oppressor. Surah number 11, verse number 59 and 60. 59 and 60. Surah number 11, verse number 59 and 60. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتلك عاد جحدوا بآيات ربهم وعصوا رسله واتبعوا أمر كل جبار عنيد وأتبعوا في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة ألا إن عادا كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لعاد قوم هود.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Such were Ad people, they rejected the ayat proofs, evidences, and signs of their Lord, and disobeyed his messengers, and followed the command of every proud, obstinate oppressor of the truth from their leaders.
And the next.
Okay. And they were pursued by a curse in this world, and so they will be on the day of resurrection. No doubt, verily Ad disbelieved in their Lord. So away with Ad and the people of Hud.
So here, sisters, if you notice that the word Jabbar in Arabic in regard to the human being, it is every proud oppressor. Okay? But in relation to Allah, the word Jabbar is the compeller, the one whose will is irresistible. Okay? So as human beings, we are not supposed to have this character or this attribute, Jabbar, because it means that you are a proud person and you are an oppressor. Okay? We continue to learn about Jabbar, the arrogant, the proud person, the tyrants, from the Holy Quran. We will read from Surah number 14. We will read from verse 15 to verse 17, so that, sisters, we will realize that this word, Jabbar, regarding the human being, is a word which is having a negative sense. Okay, I am not supposed to say I will call my son Jabbar because Allah is Al-Jabbar. No, regarding the human being, this is a word with a negative sense. Surah number 14, Surah Ibrahim, verses from 15 to 17. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة نمبر 14 we will read from 15 to 17 I will leave it for you later on to get for us because you get it very easy 15 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Surah number 14, verse 15 and 16. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And they, the messengers, sought victory and help from their Lord Allah and every obstinate, arrogant dictator who refuses to believe in the oneness of Allah was brought to a complete loss and destruction. In front of him, every obstinate, arrogant dictator is hell, and he will be made to drink boiling, festering water.
So you see, sister, this is the Arabic word, Jabbar, and it is translated in English to the arrogant dictators, okay, and their destination will be the hell, okay? To learn more about this word, we will read from Surah number 19, verse from 12 to 14. Surah number 19, which is Maryam, chapter Maryam, Mary, and we will read from 12 to 14. From 12 to 14. This is related to Prophet Yahya, June, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يك جبارا عصيا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It was said to his son, Oh Yahya, John, hold fast the scripture, the Torah. And we gave him wisdom while yet a child, and made him sympathetic to men as a mercy, or grant from us, and pure from sins. And Yahya, and he was righteous and dutiful toward his parents, and he was neither arrogant nor disobedient to Allah or his parents.
So you see, sister, the Allah the Almighty is clarifying that Prophet John or Yahya, he was neither arrogant nor disobedient. And in Arabic it is Jabbaran Asiyan. So Jabbar in Arabic is a word with a negative sense, and it means arrogant and disobedient. We will learn also that the same character Allah clarified that it was not for, as it was not for Yahya, it was not also for Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. In the same surah, in the same chapter, we will read from verse number 30 to 34, so that we will realize that also for Prophet Jesus, he was not arrogant, he was not disobedient. Bismillah, surah number 19, the same chapter, chapter 19, we will read from 30 to 34. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qala inni abdullahi atani al-kitaba waj'alani nabiyya waj'alani mubarakan aynama kuntu wa'awsani bis-salah wa'awsani bis-salati wa'z-zakati ma dumtu hayya wa-barram bi-walidati wa-lam يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He, Isa, Jesus said, Verily, I am a slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me salat prayer and zakat as long as I live. And dutiful to my mother, and made me not arrogant or unblessed. And salam, peace be upon me, the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day I shall be raised alive.
So again, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is clarifying that he was not made arrogant or unblessed. We will read again about the word Jabbar from the Holy Quran, so that we will try to avoid it, from Surah number 26. Surah chapter number 26 from verse 130 to 135. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 26 from verse 130 to 135. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
When you seize somebody, seize you him as tyrants. So fear Allah, keep your duty to him, and obey me. And keep your duty to him, fear him, who has aided you with all good things that you know. He has aided you with cattle and children, and gardens and springs. And verily I fear for you the torment of the great day.
So Allah the Almighty is warning those whom they are tyrant, jabbarin, as it is in the Arabic language, that he will give them Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a torment on the Day of Judgment. We will read more about the word jabbar from the Holy Quran, as it was a warning to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he is not a jabbar, he is not an oppressor. Surah number 50, chapter number 50, verse number 45. 50, 45. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحن أعلم بما يقولون وما أنت عليهم بجبار فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We know best what they say, and you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are not the one to force them to believe, but warn by the Quran him who fears my threat.
So actually here Allah the Almighty is clarifying the meaning of the word Jabbar regarding the human being. It means to force the people, to force the people to do anything. This is the meaning of Jabbar regarding the human being, a word which has a negative sense. And Allah the Almighty is clarifying that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not Jabbar, is not the one to force the people to believe, but he is only the one to warn them by the Holy Quran. Move to the name number from the 99 names of Allah the Almighty, and it is Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir means in English translation is the majestic, the supreme in greatness. Okay, the majestic, the supreme in greatness. It means the one who manifests greatness in all things and in all ways. Al-Mutakabbir is related, the majestic, to the word great. Al-Mutakabbir is related to the word great. So Allah is Al-Mutakabbir because Allah is supreme in greatness in all things and in all ways. He is the one who has rights and attributes which others have not. He is the one who is supremely great. It is all related to the word great because the root is kabara or kabara, kabara from, you know, great. In English means great, to be great in dignity, in majesty, in the rank, to be great in everything. Accordingly, if you are so great in everything, you have rights above all others. Okay? I will clarify it to you more because actually this name of Allah, the Almighty, we will learn a lot of lessons in our worldly life regarding this name because some people are trying to have that name as human being. They are trying to feel that they are great in their rank, they are great in their education, they are great in their wealth, okay? And actually this is totally wrong regarding the human being to have this feeling that I have the greatness, okay? And I can be, can have the bride like Allah the Almighty because Al-Mutakabbir is related to greatness. The supreme, the one who has bride. Okay, the only one who is supposed to have the bride is Allah the Almighty, because Allah the Almighty is the one who manifests greatness in all things and in all ways which others have not. Okay, I will clarify to you this in details now. Al-Mutakabbir is the one who rightly deserves all the attributes of greatness, perfection and glory all at the same time. Okay? The one who is above having any of the qualities of his creatures. The one who is above being harmed by the oppressors among his creations. The one who is too great to be deficient in anything or in need for anything. The one who is too great to submit to others, rather submission is due to him and only to him. Okay? This name, Al-Mutakabbir, is related to the word great and bright. Okay? This is the name of Allah, the Majestic, and it is only to Allah. This character is only to Allah. This attribute is only to Allah. Al-Mutakabbir is only Allah. The Majestic is only Allah. Like the previous name, Al-Jabbar, the Compeller, is only Allah, the Almighty. Now we will read from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 45, verse number 37, to realize that only Allah is the one whom we must say His Majesty. I am not supposed to say that for King so-and-so, His Majesty. This is wrong. This is wrong in relation to the belief in the oneness of Allah. This is wrong in relation to the belief in the names of Allah. The only one whom I am supposed to say His Majesty is only Allah Al-Mutakabbir. He's only Allah the Supreme in greatness. None of the human beings are supposed to be called His Majesty. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
What verse was it?
36.
The last one. Last one. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And His alone is the majesty in the heavens and the earth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
This is the verses of the Quran. Allah is clarifying that He is alone the majesty in the heavens and in the earth. Subhanallah. In order to be sure and to have the proof that Allah is the one who is supposed only to be the one who has the majesty in the heavens and the earth, we will read from Surah number 2, verse number 255, Ayat al-Kursi, the best verse of the Quran, which is related to the names and the attributes of Allah, so that we will be sure why Allah the Almighty is the only one who has majesty in the heavens and the earth. Surah number 2, verse number 255. And actually, I will tell you in English what is related to our topic. Allah the Almighty said, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Surah number 2, verse number 255. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth. Okay? This means His chair. Allah's chair is extends above the heavens and the earth. There is any king whose chair extends above more than 10 kilometers? You see, if you we try just to reflect,
maybe in the hellfire.
Maybe, but Allah's chair extends above the heavens and the earth. So He is the only one who has the majesty. So let us now try to learn more about the Allah, the exalted, the only one who is. Who deserves to be described as Al-Mutakabbir. Actually, I want to clarify to you regarding this word, this name of Allah in Arabic. Al-Mutakabbir is the one, if we have it in Arabic, related to greatness and related to pride. What is the meaning of this? Al-Mutakabbir regarding the human being is the one who has pride and arrogance. Okay, so if I look to one sister or to a brother and tell you, sister, do you notice this one is mutakabbir? What is the meaning of this? This means they have pride and arrogance. Okay, accordingly, none of the human beings are supposed to have these qualities of pride and arrogance, because pride and arrogance are only to Allah the Almighty. The Majestic, because this is one of the names of Allah which are only to Allah. The Majestic, the Supreme in greatness, Allah the Almighty. So we learn from this name that we must be totally away from pride and arrogance, because these are the characters and attributes of Allah. We are not supposed to try to have these two characters, because they are only to Allah. And if you want to say, I am like Allah, Allah will destroy you, because Allah doesn't like those whom they are having pride and arrogance. We will learn today from the verses of the Quran in relation to pride and arrogance, because unfortunately, most of the human beings, when Allah gives them the test of the worldly life regarding having greatness in wealth, regarding having a good rank or a prestigious qualification, they will have pride and arrogance, and actually this will deserve Allah's punishment. So the question which you will have today, who is the first creature who shows arrogance?
Shaitan.
A shaitan, yes. The first one who had the pride and showed arrogance was Ash-Shaytan. When Allah commanded him to prostrate to Prophet Adam, he refused out of pride and said, I am better than him, as Adam was created from clay and I am created from fire. So he refused to obey the command of Allah out of pride because he was Al-Mutakabbir. He was trying to have the same qualities of Allah. No, I will not. I have pride. I am better. Okay. And this was actually the reason behind Allah's punishment. He was kicked out of the paradise. He was in the paradise with Prophet Adam. He was kicked out of the paradise, out of his pride. We will learn now verses of the Quran related to arrogance and proud sisters, so that inshallah, when Allah will give you a lot of the worldly enjoyments, try to remember always that the only one who deserves a bride is Allah the Almighty, Al-Mutakabbir, the Supreme, the Majestic, and we are just human beings. Allah doesn't like those whom they are arrogant. They will be in the hellfire. They are shaitan followers. We will learn these verses of the Quran so that we will always remember that the only one who deserves the bride is Allah the Almighty, because of his name, number 11, Al-Mutakabbir, the Majestic, the Supreme in greatness. We will read now regarding Iblis followers whom they are arrogant from Surah number 38, from verse 71 to 78. A question, and I want you to correct. Do you agree that most of the human beings are arrogant nowadays, if they have the qualities to be arrogant? They are or not?
I think we all have times where we have that feeling of arrogance.
Most of the human beings.
Well, most of us, I think we all go through it. We just have to be reminded that, you know, we don't have that right to be of that.
Some of us are not even aware that we display arrogance.
Okay.
A lot of times we're full of pride. If someone hurts our feelings, or, you know, we're very sensitive toward that. And so we show pride, like, oh, I'm not going to let this person hurt me again. You know, so we're very...
Revenge.
Show revenge. Okay, I'm not going to talk to this person again.
Anymore. Because of the pride.
I think that there's a lot of, like, classism. People who have forget that they have things by the grace of God, and so then they look down on the people that don't have, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
So let us read now about Shaitan, Surah number 38, verse from 71 to 78. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ اسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسُ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَنْ تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتَ بِيَدَيَّ اسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ عالين. قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم وإن عليك لعنتي إلى يوم الدين.
Remember when your Lord said to the angels, truly I'm going to create man from clay. So when I have fashioned him and breathed into him his soul, created by me, then you shall fall down prostrate to him. So the angels prostrated themselves, all of them, except Iblis, Satan. He was proud and one of the disbelievers. Allah said, O Iblis, Shaitan, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I have created with both my hands? Are you too proud to fall prostrate to Adam, or are you one of the high exalted? Iblis and Shaitan said, I am better than he. He created me from fire, and he created him from clay. Allah said, then get out from here, for verily you are outcast, and verily my curse is on you till the day of recompense.
Okay, and actually, sisters, while I'm listening to, you know, these verses of the Quran, there is a question for Iblis, for Shaitan. Who told him that fire is better than clay? You know? He is saying, I am from fire and he is from clay. Why he believes that fire is better than clay? You see, this is actually the arrogance which is out of the bright. You know, when you have the feeling of pride, you try to feel that to prove that you are better than any other one. Okay, so you just maybe say nonsense. There is no proof that the fire is better than the clay. This is Iblis who refused to obey the command of Allah out of pride. Every Muslim needs
Can
to
I
know.
Say
yes, go ahead.
We're reading a book now called The Prophets, yes. The Story of the Prophets. And we're reading the book, the story about Adam. Yes. And Adam never knew before that he was up there with the angels.
Yes.
I didn't know that, you know, because I remembered when Allah told him to prostrate before Adam, yes. He told the angels.
Yes.
And I was wondering, because Iblis was made, he was jinn,
yes.
Why was he up there with the angels?
Yes.
So someone told me that it was because he used to be... he wasn't an angel, but he was up there with the angels because
yes,
he used to praise Allah. His status used to be close to the angels, right?
Yes, yes. Yes. We will read, sisters, a very important verse of the Quran to be known by all of us, which has the meaning that pride is the way of corruption and the way that Allah will send you astray. Allah will send you astray. Allah will deviate you from the right path. If you plan to follow Shaitan, Allah will be the one to deviate you from the right path, and this is actually a great punishment from Allah to deviate a human being from the right path. Let us learn how we can avoid this situation from Surah number 7, verse number 146. And actually, I always like to explain this verse of the Quran because it has a lot of benefits for us in our worldly life. Surah number 7, verse number 146. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Sa'asrifu an ayati alladhina yatakabbaruna fil ardi bighayri al-haq. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ.
I shall turn away from my ayat verses of the Quran those who behave arrogantly on the earth without a right, and even if they see all the ayat proofs, evidences, revelations, they will not believe in them. And if they see the way of righteousness, they will not adopt it as the way. But if they see the way of error, they will adopt that way. That is because they have rejected our ayats and were heedless to learn a lesson from them.
Actually, sisters, I want you to have the meaning of this verse of the Quran very clear, because it is very important. We must believe that pride is an attitude that belongs to Allah, al-mutakabbir, Allah, the one who is the majestic, the one who is supreme in greatness. So pride is only to Allah, and He shares it with no partner. Okay? So whenever a human being makes pride the mark of his behavior, he does so without any right. Accordingly, Allah will punish those arrogant people a very strong punishment. What is this punishment? Allah will turn them away from His revelations so that they cannot respond to them. They are blind to the right indicators. And actually, they will always follow the wrong path. What is the meaning of this, sisters? This is Allah the Almighty, whom we always call to guide us to the right path. Allah the Almighty is clarifying that there are human beings whom Allah is turning them away from the right path. Okay? So you must realize that when you look around you, and you always notice that the arrogant people are away from the right place. Okay, this is always happening. You take a look and you say, she is very arrogant. Also, she is not coming to the masjid. She is not praying. She doesn't have kind heart. Okay, arrogance is always related to being turning away from the right path. It is, you know, it is very little to meet someone whom she is arrogant and at the same time she is following the right path. This is very rare. But the most common is that the arrogant people are always away from the right path. And why? Yes. You see, this is true. You know why? This is the answer is in this verse of the Quran. Allah is the one who turns away those arrogant, okay, away from his revelations. What is the meaning of this? If they see all the proofs, evidence, verses, lessons, they will not believe in them. This is Allah's punishment for their arrogance. Okay, this is out of their arrogance. Allah the Almighty, Allah the Supreme, Allah the Majestic, Allah the King. Okay, Allah is the All-Powerful. Out of His power, He will turn those arrogant people away from the right path. So they will never follow the right path. This is the worst punishment for any human being on the earth. Why? Because the one who is turning them away from the right path is not another human being who is weak, who has no power. No, the All-Powerful Himself is turning them away from the right path, so there is no way for them to return again. Why? Because they are arrogant, because they have pride, because they try to have the attribute of Allah, Al-Mutakabbir. Pride is only to Allah, it is never for you. If you think that you are like Allah, Allah will turn you away from the right path. Okay? So this verse of the Quran is a motivation for every believer to avoid pride by all the means, never, ever to have this feeling, to feel that, you know, I am better from that person, I have to look to them, down to them, I cannot stay with this group of people, they are not from my class. Okay, this means that Allah is turning you away from the right path. Okay, and Allah is clarifying that those arrogant people, if they see the rightness, they will not adopt it. What is the meaning of this? When you tell her sister, let us remember Allah the Almighty, let us try to come close to Him, let us try to pray in time. Sister, guidance is very good, guidance is light, guidance, you know, is a lot of blessing. No! No, 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 no. She will answer you, no, 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 I don't believe in all what you are saying. And you will feel that she is very tough regarding rejecting the right path. Then you feel very sorry for that sister and you question why she's very tough to reject the right path, because Allah is sending her away. This is Allah the Almighty. There is no way that she will follow the right path except if she has the pride out of her heart. So this is a very important message for every human being who always forgets that he is just a handful of dust. We are just a handful of dust, but we will return to the Majestic to decide our destination. We will not have an end for our relation with Him in this worldly life. No, our relation with Him will start in reality after this life. When we will return to Him, okay, humbling ourselves towards Him, because He will decide for our final destination. So on what basis any human being can feel that I have pride or I have arrogance? On what basis? This is the basis of ignorance. The more human beings are ignorant, the more they have pride and arrogance, the more Allah will send them away from the right path, the more they are the true losers. And now we will read from the Holy Quran to realize that those arrogant are the ones whom Allah, number one, doesn't like them, and number two, Allah will send them to the hellfire. We will read from Surah number 4, verse number 36. Surah number 4, verse number 36. And while we are getting the badge, actually, sister, try always not to follow the people. When you notice that most of the very highly educated people are arrogant, okay, I will be arrogant like them. No, never. Don't be arrogant. They are ignorant. And you are a true believer. You know the Quran. You know that only Allah is the one who deserves the bride. They are arrogant, let them be arrogant. I will never be arrogant. Why? Because I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, because I recite the Quran, because I know the truth. If they will think that this Mona is not arrogant like us, we don't want to have her with us in our meetings, excellent. A proof that I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah. All praise to Allah, the Almighty. This is how the true believer will live his life or her life, while most of the people don't like him. If you try to look around, you will notice that most of the people don't like the true believer in reality, who is living his belief in reality. Why? Because your characters are different from them. No problem. No problem for the human being. The human being don't have power, don't have will, they cannot do anything. They are totally confused, most of them. So long I am following the truth of the Quran, all praise to Allah. This is the blessings of Allah. Inshallah, Allah will take care of me. I am never arrogant. I don't have pride. I don't sit with those people at all. I am always away of them because your companion is very important. If you have a companion who is righteous, this is actually a great help from Allah to you to follow the right path. If the people whom they are very close to you are arrogant and they have pride, forget completely about your relation with Allah, the Majestic, the Supreme in greatness. We will read now from Surah number 4, verse number 36. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا.
Worship Allah and join none with Him in worship, and do good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, the al-masakeen, the poor, the neighbor who is near of kin, the neighbor who is stranger, the companion by your side, the welfare you meet, and those slaves whom your right hand possess. Verily, Allah does not like such are proud and boastful.
Okay. So we will read also about the same meaning from Surah number 31, Surah Luqman, verse number 18 and 19. Surah number 31, verse number 18 and 19. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read verse number 18. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And turn not your face away from men with pride, nor walk in insolence through the earth. Verily Allah likes not the arrogant boaster.
Actually, sisters, Allah doesn't like those whom they have arrogant as an attitude, because actually this is a signal of superiority which has to be only for Allah the Supreme. Okay. We will read now from verses of the Quran to clarify that the proud person will not enter the paradise. Okay, so that inshallah, whenever you feel that you have some pride in your spirit, you tell to yourself, no, I have to be away from this, because inshallah, I am looking for the paradise as my final destination. Inshallah, we will read from Surah number 7, verse from 36 to 41. Surah number 7, from 36 to 41. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Okay, sisters, we will read verse number 36 for the time, inshallah, and we will read other verses. Surah number 7, verse number 36. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
But those who reject our ayat proofs, evidences, and signs, and treat them with arrogance, they will be dwellers of the fire. They will abide therein forever.
Again, regarding that, the arrogant people will have the hellfire as their final destination. We will read from Surah number 40, verse number 60. Allah the Almighty repeated many times in the Holy Quran in many verses regarding that the arrogant people will be in the hellfire. Because this is a warning, and we will be reminded about it on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. Surah number 40, verse number 60. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ.
And your Lord said, invoke me, believe in my oneness, and ask me for anything. I'll respond to your invocation. Verily, those who scorn my worship and do not invoke me and do not believe in my oneness, they will surely enter hell in humiliation.
Actually, sisters, there are some Muslims whom, when you tell them, do supplication to Allah the Almighty, they will tell you, Allah knows everything about my situation. He is the one who caused these troubles, and He knows how to solve the problem. Why I will call on Him? Why I will humble myself in front of Him? He knows everything, and if He wants to change the situation, He will change it. These words are out of pride, out of arrogance with Allah the Almighty. The punishment is very severe for these words in this life and in the hereafter. We will read more about those arrogant people and their destination in the hellfire from Surah number 46, verse number 3. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يعرض الذين كفروا على النار أذهبتم طيباتكم في حياتكم الدنيا واستمتعتم بها فاليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تستكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وبما كنتم تفسقون.
On the day when those who disbelieve will be exposed to the fire, it will be said, you received your good things in the life of the world and took your pleasure therein. Now this day you shall be recompensed with a torment of humiliation, because you were arrogant in the land without a right, and because you used to rebel against Allah's command.
Sister, this is a proof that pride is only to Allah the Almighty, and there is a lot of punishment for those whom they try to be arrogant or have pride in this life. Regarding pride, as mentioned in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, he will not enter the paradise who has even an atom of pride in his heart. So actually this is a hadith which is a warning to every believer regarding pride. Prophet Muhammad is clarifying that if you have even an atom of pride, this is very small amount, you will not enter the paradise. So try to have time to reflect regarding the effect of pride on your relation with Allah the Almighty, on your final destination, so that all the time you have your spirit on the side of the weak, the needy. And actually, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said And he had a supplication, "Oh Allah, make me to live with the needy and make me to meet you on the day of judgment with the needy." Why? Because he was all the time away from the pride and the arrogance. So let us remember all of these facts when we learn the lesson of Allah, the Al-Mutakabbir, the majestic, the supreme in greatness. And at the end, actually, this is a message to every Muslim who has pride, who believes that he can control the life. Be aware, this is the warning. Remember, Allah is the compeller, the majestic, the supreme. These characters are only to Allah. Remember, you are just a handful of dust. You will return to Allah, the Almighty, the King, the majestic, the compeller, for the decision, for your final destination. Let us all announce that, O Allah, our Lord, you are the only one who deserves the bride, and you are the only one who has the majesty. And inshallah, next week we will continue with the names of Allah, the Almighty, and let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, you are our glorified Lord, the Lord of honor and power. You are free from what they attribute to you, and peace be on the messengers and all pride and thanks to you, Allah, the Lord of all that exists. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. So I want